Welcome back to Smothered and Covered in Blood, the anthology of Southern horror served up in the form of a podcast. Things tend to take on unique meanings down in the South. Take, for example, the word spelled C-A-I-R-O. In Egypt, it's pronounced Cairo. In South Georgia, it's pronounced Cairo. Another funny difference is, while mummies have been revered in Egypt, it was a mere 100 years ago when mummies were used as home decorations in the U.S. It's true. Look it up. Don't believe me? Well, let's travel back to 1930 South Georgia to a cabin outside Cairo. Find out what happens when you bring a mummy home in this week's episode, Mummy Macrame.
Who the heck is out here at this time of night? Decent folk would be home asleep at this hour. Who's out there? What do you want? Whoever's out there, you better not be looking to stir up trouble. Because if you are, you'll be sorry for disturbing me. Interrupting my knitting time. Making an old woman with a cane get up from her rocking chair. If this is anyone besides Jesus, they're getting a cane straight to the noggin. A mummy!
Why'd you do that, Granny?
Caleb! Dak Nabbit! What in the good Lord are you doing?
Oh, don't hit me, Granny! I got you a present!
You drunken fool, get in here! I'd ask why you're wandering through the woods wearing only dirty jeans and torn flannel on the coldest night we had in years, but since you dragged a dead body through the woods to my cabin, I don't need to rely on the stench of moonshine on your breath to know you're drunk as a skunk. Do I even want to know where you found a body? Oh, dear. You didn't kill one of the Johnson kin, did you?
Heck no. I didn't kill no one, Granny. I bought them for you from some traveling salesman fella.
A traveling salesman, Caleb? You know you can't trust that lot. Nothing but charlatans.
Not this one, Granny. I was making my way back home after helping Billy Boy with some harvest, and I was walking alone down that dusty road, you know the one, and there I saw this traveling sales cart with some exotic font written on the side. A man was standing atop the cart like a circus ringleader, and he gestured at me to come and take a look. Well, he had the most fascinating assortment of items, Granny. Skulls, ancient-looking books with these fancy covers, and there I seize it. A genuine bona fide sarcophagus. I'd never seen so much gold, Granny. This little guy was selling an actual tomb of an old Egyptian king. I asked him how much it cost, but he just laughed and laughed. He asked me how much money I had on me, and luckily enough, after I told him, he unlatched a leather strap beneath the cart and rolled this other mummy. And you won't believe it, but this other mummy cost the exact amount that I had on me. So I took that as a sign that I had to get it for you. It was wrapped in this nice fabric, and I know how you love having fabrics around to sew and knit and macaroni.
It's called macrame, sweetheart.
I think that's a type of nut, Granny. But regardless, I just knew I had to bring it to you.
That's right, sweetie, Caleb. But why did you think I would want a mummy?
Well, the funny salesman said this mummy's from Egypt, just like Moses. That's his name, by the way, Moses.
Who? The curio salesman?
Nah, the mummy here. It's like that song you listen to all the time. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood.
I appreciate you thinking of me, but you need to be saving up for yourself. We're in hard times right now.
Ah, shucks, Granny, you've been so sad and lonely since Pappy died, I wanted to lift your spirits a bit. I thought this could be a conversation starter and an excuse to invite some church folk over.
I ain't lonely, but I appreciate the sentiment. You really shouldn't buy me any gifts, though, without your piddling earnings. Why, I heard on the radio just the other day that this depression we're facing could be the greatest of my lifetime. But if you must feel so inclined to buy me something, more art supplies are always appreciated. Never have too much art around the cabin.
That salesman fella said this is a piece of art. He said sophisticated folk all over the world have mummies in their homes nowadays. Sophisticated folks in London, in Paris, in New York.
Unfortunately for me, I'm an unsophisticated Philistine living in Cairo, Georgia. I appreciate the gift, dear, but we need to bury this poor soul. I don't think it's a good idea to keep a dead body in the home, Cal. We bury folks for a reason. Seems like bad luck to use someone as ornamentation. This is some nice fabric, though. I think it's genuine Egyptian muslin. It would make for some nice macrame. It would be a damn shame to let that go to waste. Ah. My apologies to you, Moses, but whatever you're wrapped in, it make for a lovely wall hanging. And with time starting to get tough, I can't let useful things go to waste. My apologies. I mean no disrespect, but a lady's gotta make do. And I'm sorry to do this to you, Moses, but I'm too old to carry you outside. You're just gonna have to sleep beneath the secret trap door tonight. Whew! I'm sorry to do this to you, Moses, but you smell the high heavens now that you're in the nude, so into the crawl space you go. If it makes you feel any better, this crawl space was used to help slaves. Just like you did, Mr. Moses. I know that doesn't make it any more comfortable for you, but, well, you know. Good night, Cal, you drunken fool. I love you. Just wish you stayed awake long enough to help me blow out all the candles. Better leave one lit in case you wake up. Time to hit the hay myself. This is about as much excitement as I can take nowadays. I swear, he snores just like his grandpappy. Time to resort to old methods. Oh, good thing I held on to Pappy's old clothes. I always knew that old coot socks would come in handy one day. There. Nothing soft snoring like a sock in the mouth. What's that noise? Is something in the crawl space? You dang raccoons! Get out of here! Stop gnawing on that damn mummy and let that poor bastard rest in peace! Shoo! Scat! Skedaddle! First thing in the morning, I'm digging another grave out back. Back to bed and time for prayers. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me such a loving and caring grandson. But do you think you could give him an iota of sense, though? At least give him an aversion to the drink? Those temperance fools thought banning booze would get rid of it. All it did was make dummies drink moonshine in the woods and buy mummies from snake oil salesmen. Sorry, Lord. You know I try not to be judgmental, but, well, we're all flawed somehow. Anyways, please keep the raccoons away tonight so I can bury that poor bastard in the morning. Amen.
What in the holy hell was that racket? And why does my mouth taste like the stench in Grandpa's old boots? Where's Moses? Ah, dang it. Granny must have dumped it into the crawl space. Damn raccoons, they'd eat the shit out of a dead man's asshole. Ugh. Ugh. Feels like they got something they can snack on. Better hurry out to the outhouse. Aw, shit. Ice on the steps? It really is dang cold tonight. Better make this fast. Dang it, Granny, I just sat down. Can't the fella get 5 minutes of privacy round here? I'm sorry, but you're gonna just have to wait, Grandma. The train's already leaving the station. Moses, what in holy hell? Where'd your wrappings go? You want some toilet paper? You can cover yourself in that. Here, take it.
What in holy hell is that racket? My outhouse! How the heck did that drunk fool break my dang shitter door? Moses, how did you get out of that crawl space? Don't you groan at me. I don't care who or what you are, but around here, we have manners. Is that my toilet paper? Don't you dare wrap yourself in that. That stuff doesn't grow on trees. You wait right there. I'm coming down there so I can box your damn ears. On second thought, use that toilet paper to clean yourself up and then be on your way. Turn around and get, you hear me? Get! Oh, hell. No man could kill me, so the devil had to send this monster son of a bitch to do the job, I reckon. I'm not going down without a fight, you hear me? You want me? You come and get me!
Granny, run! Faster, Granny! You're moving as slow as molasses, and he's moving like slightly faster molasses. Hurry, Granny, hurry! Get back inside! Be careful with those steps! They're icy!
Oh!
Hold on, Granny, I'll wrestle them to give you some time. Whoa! Put me down!
Jesus, gosh dang it! You better help me now! Oh, Jesus. Where's Cal? Caleb! Where are you? Caleb! Caleb! Good God, boy! Are you okay? So help me, Mummy, if you hurt my grandson, I'll hurt you in kind. Oh, let go of my robe, you dang mummy! Fine, you want it so bad? Take it! What in the world? Is that mummy putting on my robe? Caleb! You idiot! Shut the hell up! Shut up! Shut up! Hey! You mummy bastard, you leave him alone! Dagnabbit, if only Pappy was still alive. That old coot had weapons up the wazoo, and all I got are these frickin' art supplies and candles. An old man's socks! Hey, Moses, stay away from my grandson. Fiery sock of wrath, don't fail me now! Jesus Christ, what was wrong with that man's feet? That sock burned up quicker than a jackrabbit. Need something else to set on fire.
Hey, leave me alone. Let go of my pants. I'm not giving you my pants. No, hey, give those back.
What can I burn in this damn cabin? Ah, shit, this new macrame project wasn't a good pattern anyways. Just need to tie it to something heavy. This needle pin cushion should do the trick. Hey, Moses, thou shalt not steal my grandson's pants. I guess I should have warned you that robe was cheap, a.k.a. it'll burn up right fast. Well, that dang bush sure as hell burned up. Caleb, wake up, boy.
Granny, I think I pooped myself.
It's all right, sweetheart. It's all right. Right now, I need you to get up and hurry to the house as fast as you can.
But I gotta hide my shame, Grandma.
Boy, it's not the first time I've seen your dang maypole. Plus, it's so dang cold, I'm guessing it's hibernating in its cave right now anyway. So stop worrying about your noodle and get your ass inside.
Ow, what was that fur?
Nothing, just run, boy, run! Cow, baby, are you all right? Are you in any pain?
Yeah, I'm all right. Joe Bob's mule kicked me hard in this. I'll be fine. But what the hell happened?
I think Mr. Moses didn't appreciate being brought out here to my podunk home in the woods.
Aw, dang, I'm sorry, Grandma. I thought he'd be a fun conversation piece you could use to invite people over. I didn't know he'd come to life and steal our clothes.
It's fine, dear. It's fine. He's gone now, so we got nothing left to worry about. Here, take off that tattered shirt, put on some of your pappy's old clothes.
These clothes smell musty, Granny. Plus they're too dang big, I can't wear these.
Cal, I can't have you sitting around in a filthy shirt, naked as a jaybird below your waist. I know they're not nice clothes, but that's all your grandpappy left behind. Buried him in his only decent clothing. Oh, Cal. I need to apologize to you. I think this nightmare tonight is all my fault.
It's all right, Granny. How was we to know? How do I look?
Just like Grandpappy. Now come over here and give me a hug.
Oh no, he's back.
I think I know what we need to do to get him to leave us alone. Here, take these wrappings I took off him. Toss them out the door. I think that's what he wants.
Don't worry, Granny. I'll stop him before he climbs out.
Caleb! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. Moses. I shouldn't have undressed you and dumped you down there. Please, take your wrappings back. Please be careful, Mr. Moses. You're liable to start a fire throwing all my fabric around willy-nilly like that. I'm sorry, you know. I didn't mean no disrespect by taking your wrappings. Are you cold? I can give you a blanket. Do you want another robe? I can make you one. Mr. Moses, we better get out of here. That fire behind you is spreading. You better stop walking towards me and start making your way to the door over there. Please. I'm begging you. I'll even get down on my knees. See? I'm on my knees praying. Lord, please forgive me before I meet my fiery end. I didn't mean to steal from the dead. I was merely trying to be thrifty. Give my penny pension away. Are you putting your hand upon my head to forgive me, Mr. Moses? Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. Hey. Ow. You're pulling my hair, Mr. Moses. Ow. That really hurts. Mr. Moses, please let go of my hair. Please. Please.
Oh, if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood.
Mummy Macrame, starring Steven Adams, Ridwan Khan, and Moses the Mummy. Written by Tom DeFreitas, with contributions from Steven Adams and Courtney Kay. Produced by John Caden and Courtney Kay. Artwork by Judd Hermans. Find us on Twitter at BloodyHashBrown and email us at BloodyHashBrown@gmail.com. We'll see you all next week.